Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So, you know, Tim, growing up, I used to remember my mom ordering cooking gas, and then this uncle would come to our house with this big, giant blue gas tank
cylinder type of thing,
and he has to carry it over his shoulders. I'm not sure if you've moved to Singapore at that time, but it still exists.
I was looking at condos a couple of years ago, and there were still condos that use these gas tanks.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite interesting. Union Gas, that's a household name that most Singaporeans are familiar with. It's an established provider of fuel products here. 40 years of operating track record in the business of retail, LPG, CNG, and diesel.
Mm-hmm. And despite the impact of COVID-19, steady growth in two of its three business segments over the past 3 years has put fuel retailer Union Gas Holdings in a strong position to weather this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, not only that, this growth has even given them the room to think about continued expansion. Mm. So I wonder what their next big venture will be.
Well, we will find out. We have on the line now Eng Yong Hui, the Deputy CEO of Union Gas Holdings Limited. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi, this is Yong Hui. Good morning, Timothy and Yilet.
Yong Hui, thank you so much for taking the time. So Union Gas, a very familiar name. Could you tell us a little bit more about its history beyond the uncle carrying the big blue tank?
Okay. Union Gas started about 1974, about 40 years ago, by Mr. Teo Kin An, who is the founder and today the non-executive chairman. He started as a sole proprietor selling bottled LPG cylinder and also household item. I think out of a sundry shop in Marine Parade or Marine Terrace. That was about 40 years ago. And he saw the next thing, I think, which is the boom of a HDB, Housing Development Board flats, in the early 1970s to 80s. So he moved to start this cylinder gas supplying to all the HDB. And I think that started the whole for the whole family and never looked back after that. Where Union Gas is today is listed about 3 years ago, and you could see that, like you mentioned earlier, Sky Blue LPG cylinder, the Union brand, and it goes with the brand and logo, trusted by Generation, which is happened to be our tagline. Yeah. This is a bit of the background of how we started. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Eng, how has Union Gas evolved over the years?
Okay, interesting. We started as an LPG business. And then sometime in 10, 15 years ago, we started LPG retailing to residential, then commercial coffee shop. Yeah. The three main products we have, like you mentioned earlier, LPG, then we have compressed natural gas. About 10 years ago, the government was going green, and we participated in a tender to start compressed natural gas for natural gas vehicles. And we supply CNG from our service station in 50 Old Toh Tuck Road. And then we also, in the process, started retailing diesel. It kind of complement the CNG. And to a certain degree, also complement commercial industrial LPG customer that also have diesel needs. So that's where we have the three main products.
Mr. Eng, I want to talk about what you mentioned earlier on listing on the Catalyst board. I believe this happened back in April 2017 on the back of pretty good profits as well. Tell us a little bit about the reason why you guys have decided to list on the Catalyst board, and has that helped in terms of Union Gas's growth?
Okay. I believe the family, after running it for about 30, 40 years, thought that it could go listing would help to profile, enhance the profile of Union Gas. And also maybe for purpose of fundraising, should there be a need to in future. So I think the other thing is the family transform from a family business. It needs to attract professional, the better talent. Being listed will enable the company to attract better talent and really bring in people to drive the company's growth. Yeah, I guess that was some of the thinking process behind. It was listed in 2017, like you say. I remember speaking, the family spoke with me and started talking to me sometime in 2018. Yeah. And I joined in June 2019. So I think it's a process. So I thought when I joined, take myself as example, when I joined, I thought it's quite interesting. And family transforming, changing. And now trying to bring professional in. And of course, to complement with the existing staff. Besides me, I think some Jan this year, we also brought in a CFO. We, in the last 1 year, working with CEO and the board, we have kind of beefed up the senior management, the executive. We have created new departments too. So I think this listing would help. We are still new, still young, about 3 years old.
Okay, Mr. Ng, how has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted Union Gas? In fact, what was the first worry for Union Gas when the company realized the pandemic is not going away anytime soon?
Of course. I think the pandemic brought with it risks and also opportunities as well as downside and upside in that sense. When we first heard of COVID-19 and that is affecting Singapore and our businesses, our first concern was actually the safety of our team members. Mm. Reason is that because of our business, it's very dependent on call center staff, on delivery team members. So these people are the front line and they have contacts with each other. They have contact with customer. They are running out there. So one of the first few things we did was to divide the organization into two teams for all functions. We have different offices for the two teams. For those who can work from home, they work from home. And then because we are essential service, some of our staff have to work in offices. So we arrange bus pickup from certain location to and fro. We also have bento lunches and dinner on 3 days a week for the staff who continue to work in the office. Oh. The other thing which was a financial side, we brought forward our mid-year bonus from July to May. And then for staff who are on sales performance incentive, we assured our sales team that their salary will continue to be paid minimally 85% of the weighted average from January to March 2020 before the COVID hit Singapore. The principle behind this is really take good care of our staff, they will take good care of our customer and the company. Maybe now you ask about the impact. Mm. We look at it at different segments. During the COVID circuit breaker, people stay home, household cook more and ate more at home. That helped our domestic business. At the same time, we are big in restaurant, we are big in coffee shop, we are big in central kitchen, hawker center. So people ate out less and that aspect of the business is affected. The good thing is that food delivery continued to go up. So that helped to cushion the decline in the commercial industrial sector for LPG. Then our diesel, because transportation and commercial industrial sector were affected, our diesel CNG business is affected. But overall, I think we managed this well and we will continue to grow. Let me explain. Our commercial industrial LPG suffered alongside with the food and beverage industry and manufacturing industry loss of business. The good thing is that last year we have a very low commercial industrial base. So we continue to acquire. So the acquisition will help us this year because we have a low base. So just to give you a feel, comparing May 2020 to May 2019, our domestic LPG tonnage grew by 20% during the COVID circuit breaker. Our hawker center and business dropped by 20%. But in terms of tonnage, our domestic sales is about 3 to 4 times larger than the hawker center. And because our low base for the commercial industrial last year, we would grow this year still because of the acquisition over the last 1 year, 4 times this year. So overall, I think we have managed the pandemic cycle quite well. Hopefully, we can continue and then we will ride through it successfully.
A pretty fantastic plan there that you guys have. I suppose, you know, I want to talk about optimizing existing resources. I mean, are there plans in terms of how you would optimize your current resources?
I guess where we are still very much in the retailing side of the business. We are at the size that we are quite comfortable, stable, steady growth. Mm-hmm. And we will continue to grow at this size. But is that something that we feel that we can do more as a team? So there are areas to optimize. We'll continue to tweak the organization, continue to grow it. But for us, the next focus is like how to grow it bigger so that after that, with a bigger size, a larger team, we can do a lot more optimization. So for next, well, probably for the rest of the year and maybe early part of next year, we are very focused, as we announced on 17th of June, to acquire Union Energy Corporation, three of the companies and two of the sporting plant, plus a depot, plus all the brand name, trademark, goodwill. We believe with that, it allows us to move further upstream from retailing to midstream depots, which is the management of all the cylinder, to further upstream the refilling of cylinder with LPG. With the whole chain, we believe we can manage our supply chain better and it will help us to be more competitive. So after that acquisition, then we think it will be a good time to relook at the company resources, relook at how we can restructure it in that sense. So this is part of the plan. In fact, when I talk, actually I'm quite excited because we wrote this last year in April. We have a new CEO, Mr. Teo Hak Piang, who is my boss. His successor, Alexis. Then Hak Piang brought me on board in June. And in the last 1 year, we started to relook at the organization. And we look at it internally, externally. And how can we grow? So we have developed a roadmap, working with CEO and with the board. We developed a roadmap how to move forward. So we are now executing the roadmap. And hopefully down the road, you'll hear more about us and we'll share more and we'll at the right time. Yeah.
Well, we certainly look forward to getting an update from you down the road. We've been speaking with Ng Yong Hui, who is Deputy CEO of Union Gas Holdings Limited. Mr. Ng, thank you so much for your time. Take care and stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.